You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Imagine for a moment that we're all connected together, woven together with invisible threads. These threads are very strong and they're flexible. They're very intricate. It creates a delicate web of energy that links us all to one another. These are like strands of silk and they stretch and they shift as we move through life. Now, this web, it actually extends far beyond what we can see. And it will connect us not only to the people we know, but to every soul that ever was, will be, or currently is. So even those you've never met in this particular incarnation, you're connected to them at all times. And it's a reminder, really, that no matter how isolated we may sometimes feel in our incarnation at the moment, we are actually still very much a valued part of something that's far greater than we are. We are in constant relationship with the world around us, and we are also in constant relationship with this dynamic tapestry of infinite energy strands. So every interaction, every experience, it reflects some sort of energy that's moving along a thread, a cord, if you like. And these cords are between you and another person or between you and another soul. It's a connection woven into your moments, moments of joy, moments of sorrow, moments of love, moments of struggle. You will feel each one of those as an energetic vibration, and it moves these little cords, and emotionally you know how to respond to that vibration when you feel it. Some cords are going to feel light and joyful with that energy, formed, I suppose, from moments of laughter or comfort. You can imagine laughter rippling along an energy cord, how that would feel. So too, I suppose, would be pain or tension or conflict or misunderstanding. Each one of these has its own vibration, and that vibration moves along these cords as well. And you will pick up on that pain or that tension, that conflict or misunderstanding, and you will feel it. And each cord holds a little bit of energy that's shared between you and whoever else you're attached to with that cord. And so when somebody you're attached to feels that pain or tension or conflict or misunderstanding, or they feel light and joyful and full of laughter or comforting, you'll be able to pick up on that too. So these threads, they carry the essence, I suppose you could say, of a shared story that the two of you have together. The practice of cord cutting is one way people deal with cords that feel heavy or overwhelming for them. It's the idea that by severing these energy cords that are tied to painful or draining energy connections, you can somehow, if you cut them, you can free yourself from the weight that those cords bring, the relationship weight, if you like, with the emotions that travel along the cords. And there are certain times when this feels like the right thing to do, to have a clean break or a fresh start. But what if, instead of cutting these cords, we gently cleared them? What if we chose to be mindful and not cut the cords? What if we healed them or sent a healing vibration onto the cord instead? What if we gave space for those connections to transform and grow, rather than rushing to sever what might hold deeper lessons and meaning, even if they're difficult for us to see what those things might be right now? Often the impulse to cut a cord comes from a desire to escape any kind of discomfort energy, heavy energy, negative energy. It's an understandable urge. When something feels painful or difficult, we naturally want to release it and let it go. But before making the cut, it can be helpful just to pause and reflect for a second. You see, the cords themselves aren't inherently good or bad. They're simply carriers of energy. So holding within them joy or struggle or complexities of shared experience, well, that's actually the nature of the cord. And sometimes in our rush to be free of pain, we might overlook the deeper wisdom that could come from working with the energy that's travelling along the cord rather than just cutting away the cord itself. So think of a cord, an energy cord, as a thread that's become knotted or tangled or in some way ruffled up over time. So when you see those knots, for example, your first instinct might be to try and unravel them. And when that knot can't be easily unraveled because it's too entangled, you might think, I'm just going to cut it loose. I'm going to sever this connection. Then I don't have to worry about this energetic knot and I can walk away from any mess. But what if instead you sat with that cord and you worked through the tangles and you allowed the tangles to release gently and with patience? And by doing so, you'd be honouring the connection itself that that cord has, giving it space to evolve the energy, to heal the energy, transform the energy that that cord was actually the conduit for. So you're inviting new growth into a relationship rather than making a decision to sever that relationship, that energy in haste. When you choose to clear a cord, it's like giving yourself the opportunity to see the connection with brand new eyes. So imagine the energy between you, let's say, and another person has become blocked or tangled up or clouded by old hurts, by unspoken words or unresolved feelings. By clearing the cord, you invite the energy to move freely again, washing away the pain, the misunderstandings and the weight that no longer serve either of you. It's a real act of compassion towards yourself, but it will also benefit the other person. And as an action, it's one that's very deeply healing and it allows space for growth, understanding and transformation. But part of that growth is accepting that the energy that works its way along the cord is not necessarily the cord itself. The cord is of value, but it may well be that the energy that you're picking up on that's travelling along or through or is that the cord is a conduit for is something that needs to be resolved. It's not the cord that needs to change. It's the energy that's being transported along it. It's easy to think of these cords, you see, as only relating to our current lifetime, the relationships we have now, the experiences we're working through at the moment, and the dynamics that shape our day-to-day reality. But the truth is, these cords often go a lot deeper than just one lifetime. Some of the connections we carry, they extend far beyond our current incarnation and they stretch across multiple lifetimes, tying us to soul connections that have spanned centuries, perhaps even millennia. This is why choosing to clear a cord rather than cutting it is so meaningful. When we rush to sever a cord, we may be seeing only the surface, feeling the frustration, the exhaustion, the pain that the connection brings us right now. But chords carry the energy of many lifetimes. They hold memories and lessons and unresolved emotions from experiences that go beyond what we can see or remember in our present incarnation. Sometimes what feels difficult in this life is actually part of a much longer multi-incarnation story, a story that's played out over many incarnations with the same souls involved. Imagine the possibility that you and the people you're deeply connected to at the moment, whether you're aware of it or not, have known each other before. You could have been family in a past life, close friends, lovers, adversaries. The relationships we share in this life are often continuations of connections that have played out before in different forms and roles. So when you find a connection challenging or unresolved, consider that it may actually be an invitation to heal a much deeper wound, a pattern or a cycle that's travelled across lifetimes with you and is now again presenting itself to be transformed. When you choose to clear a cord instead of cutting it, you honour that multi-incarnation journey. You're recognising that there's a shared path of growth for you and the other souls involved. You're giving both of you the opportunity to transform an old story, to release what no longer serves you both, and to renew the energetic connections in a way that align with the higher selves and the purpose of those higher selves.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When you make a choice to clear a cord instead of cutting it, you are honouring a journey. You're recognising that there may be a shared path that you and another soul are intended to take together. And you're giving both of you the opportunity to transform in a story, to release what no longer serves each one of you, and in turn to be able to renew energetic connections in a different way, ways that align with the purpose of your higher self. This approach is really powerful. When you clear a cord in this lifetime, you're not just healing it for today. You're actually sending healing across time and space and states of being. You're affecting not only your current life, but also any past or future incarnations that's connected to that cord. By bringing love, by bringing compassion, and by bringing understanding to that cord that feels perhaps heavy or tangled, you're freeing both yourself and the other soul from repeating old cycles of pain, from conflict, from misunderstandings. You're allowing the energy to flow throughout the timelines in a healthier, more harmonious way. In a way that's going to shape any future encounters that you both may share. In a sense, I think it's like planting seeds for the past and the future. So why do I say that? Well, I actually believe that time is a construct. It's something that goes in the dimension, that goes with the dimension that we are in. All our incarnations happen at the same time, or at least that's my belief. And therefore, you may not know exactly how the cord that you're cutting is supposed to be acting between all of those different simultaneous incarnations. Here's the thing. Perhaps I have a best friend in this life who I love and who loves me. And perhaps what we're doing throughout our many incarnations together is exploring the shape that friendship can take. Perhaps in another incarnation, one that, to my way of thinking, is happening at the same time, perhaps in another incarnation along the exact same chord, this friend and I, perhaps I betray that friend. And that's what we're exploring in that incarnation. What is it like to have a very close friendship and then feel betrayed within that? Perhaps in another incarnation, along the exact same chord, what we're doing is we're exploring how our great friendship can turn into something even more deep and meaningful. Perhaps the friendship turns into a love affair and then into a marriage of some kind. Can you see? Along the same chord, you may be experiencing different emotions, different explorations of the same theme. Cutting that cord can have far-reaching, perhaps even devastating effects. If I cut a cord in this lifetime with someone that is my friend, perhaps it would mean that in another lifetime, that friendship, which was supposed to turn into something so deep and meaningful, maybe that will never take place. I feel that instead of looking at these corded connections as something that can be tense, perhaps see the connection as something that needs support. If there is a cord that you're in that feels like it contains a lot of conflict, then see the cord as actually having some capacity to carry harmony. When you cross paths with this soul again in any of those other incarnations, the energy that travels along that cord is always going to feel clearer and lighter and more loving, because you've done some work to heal what didn't feel right about the cord, rather than simply choosing to cut it. I think there's a certain mystery to the way these cords and how these cords function and how the energy can and does move through lifetimes. Some connections, they feel instantly familiar, don't they? Like meeting someone new, but feeling like you've known them forever. Others may feel really challenging right from the start, with emotions or conflicts that seem almost disproportionate to your current life experience together. I think these are often signs of other life connections, energy of different incarnations being carried over that same cord into this lifetime. And when they're challenging, why not try to heal them? Why not try and work with them and understand them? It's not always easy to know why a certain person's in your life or what role they play in your journey. Some connections are going to feel really comfortable and others are going to test your patience and resolve. But when you recognise that cords can carry the energy of different incarnations with them, different explorations, you can approach even difficult relationships with a sense of openness and curiosity and compassion. And instead of rushing to cut a challenging cord, you might ask yourself, well, what is this connection, this version of this cord teaching me? And what healing could be possible here? And how can I honour this cord, not just for what it is today in this incarnation, but for what it could be or could become in another incarnation? Even a difficult cord holds gifts, lessons and opportunities for growth that only reveal themselves when you take the time to work with the energy on the cord, to clear it, to cleanse it, to heal the connection. Once you bring this kind of love, compassion and awareness to the cords in your life, it can really open up an opportunity for profound healing on your journey across all of your incarnations that you may not have considered before.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
There's a certain beauty in accepting the unknown, trusting that there could be more to a connection than you might immediately be seeing. When you feel tempted then to cut a cord or to ask somebody else to cut that energetic cord for you, I think it's more often because you're feeling something difficult in your present incarnation, whatever it might be. But remember, cutting that energy cord is a permanent act. If you cut it for this incarnation, you are cutting it for all the others as well. It says, I want this connection to end completely. And while it can sometimes be necessary, I'm sure, how can you be sure that the cord that you want to cut won't hold significance in another incarnation for you? What if that very person is meant to play an enduring and important role in incarnations apart from this one? Maybe they're playing an important role in a different form, in a different way, in a different chapter of your greater soul's journey. By choosing to work with the cord and the energy on it, to clear it and cleanse the cord instead of cutting it, you're leaving space for that connection to evolve in this incarnation and others, and for energy to shift in this incarnation and others, and for any necessary healing that needs to happen over time to also take place in this incarnation and others. You're saying, I'm willing to work with this cord and the energy that's on it. I'm willing to release any pain that may be coming along this cord. And I'm allowing this connection to transform. And even if it can't transform to my satisfaction in this incarnation, I respect the fact that by allowing it the space to transform, I may be affecting how that energy is traveling on that cord in a different incarnation to the one I'm aware of. So even if I don't fully get things resolved now, even if I don't fully get to the bottom of it, even if I don't fully understand it, what I understand is that that cord may be incredibly important in another incarnation and I need to leave well alone. So in this way, clearing a cord is an act of grace. It's an honouring that your soul has a larger journey, a journey that stretches across many incarnations. And who knows, the work you do to heal the energy on the cord in your incarnation at the moment might make all the difference when you meet a soul again in another incarnation. So clearing a cord across incarnations, across lifetimes, begins with the same love and compassion you bring to all cord clearing practices. But it has this added openness to the possibility that the energy spans more than just the present moment, and that you might not know how that added openness can benefit you in the other incarnations that you're currently experiencing. Visualize the cord between you and the other person and notice it as if it has a depth, a layering, a complexity. And as you imagine that cord, allow yourself to sense that depth, not just the energy shaped by your current life experiences, but be open to the possibility that in that cord there are memories and emotions and patterns that come from different times and places and lives that you've shared, and that you honour them, you're graceful with them when you choose to work with the energies that are in the cord rather than simply cut it and set it free. Invite a healing light to flow through the cord. Cleanse it, not just the present energy, but actually send something into that cord intended to cleanse and heal any wounds or unresolved emotions that could be in any of the incarnations that are held on that cord. Choose a light, if you like. A colour, a gold or a pink or a white or a calming blue. Imagine it being sent along a cord and gently dissolving any knots or heaviness and washing away what no longer serves either soul that's connected in any of the incarnations where those souls are working actively together. and set a clear intention. Release any energy that needs to be let go of. Trust that whatever is meant to heal will do so in a way that's both good for you and good for them too. And if intense or unfamiliar emotions come up during that process, know that this is part of that deep healing. Allow yourself to feel those emotions. Let them flow as a way of releasing the energy right across time and space. As you do this, remind yourself that clearing a cord is a gift. It's a gift not only to yourself now, but to the other soul as well. And it's a gift to you and the other soul in multiple incarnations. It's a loving way to honour the journey that you're both on together. You're connected to one another. And in sending that wonderful clearing love down these cords and clear and enabling it to feel a lot freer and more open, you're actually enabling each other to be released from repeating a cycle of pain or misunderstanding, and open you in this incarnation and others to new possibilities for how your connection may grow in the future or be resolved in a way. It's an act of surrender. It's an act of trust and love, a way of saying, I honour that you and I are on a shared journey. We're exploring this journey together in different incarnations. And as I send love through this cord, this healing, clearing energy, not just for today, but for all the lifetimes that we share, you know, it's going to bring benefit to both of us. Every cord is part of that large tapestry, one that's woven not just in this lifetime, but across all the lifetimes that your soul will or has or is living, that it's experiencing, let's say. And when you choose to clear a cord instead of cutting it, you open yourself up to the beauty of that larger story. You say yes, yes to the mystery, yes to the possibility, yes to the opportunity for deeper healing, yes that every connection can be approached with love and compassion and an open heart when you see it from a slightly different point of view. You're trusting that there is meaning in every energy that runs along that thread, even if you can't feel it or see it all right now. So the next time you find yourself tempted to cut a cord or to ask someone to cut a cord for you, I would urge you, just take a breath and pause. Consider that the connection that you're about to cut might not only be part of something in this incarnation, that it might be part of something much greater than what you're able to tap into in this incarnation, in this moment. Let yourself be really open to the potential for healing here and the possibility of transformation and to the grace that comes from honouring the journey of your soul across all of these different incarnations. By doing that, you honour the truth that every cord, every thread, every bit of energy that moves along that conduit is part of a beautiful, intricate web of your incarnations and the experiences that you are connecting with, that you're growing from, that you are exploring and experiencing. It's okay not to know the full purpose of each cord or what role it plays across incarnations. But if you approach each cord with gentleness, with compassion, and with the intention to heal and improve the energy that you feel that travels along that cord, well, you're giving yourself and every soul you're connected to the chance to grow and to heal and to find deeper peace and to evolve and to explore together across lifetimes, across incarnations. You're lovingly tending to these threads that bind us all, allowing them to shine with love and light, one gentle clearing at a time. And in doing so, you're embracing not only this lifetime, but the fullness of all the lives that are yet to come. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.